Hello, Audioboo. It's about 25 minutes past midnight, so I guess it's early, very early Tuesday morning, the 18th of November 2014. And I just decided to come on here quickly because I just heard the, I pre-ordered yesterday and received today the Band-Aid 30 single, the remake, Do They Know It's Christmas? Excuse me, I'm still battling this pneumonia. And I'm going back to the doctor tomorrow. But anyway, and I listened to it. I listened to it once all the way, and then I listened to a couple of bits. And I am, I kept a very open mind about it because I was afraid. I really had to work on myself to keep an open mind about it because, as most of you know, I'm a huge 80s music fan, and the original version of the song is very dear to me and to my heart, and it's one of my favorite songs. And, you know, I didn't want to decide that nothing ever is going to match that. I wanted to hear it and give it its, give it its chance. And first of all, I will say that nothing is going to match the original. But I will tell you what I like and what I don't like about this version of Do They Know It's Christmas. First of all, I have to categorically say it's way better than the 20-year one, the 20th anniversary one, because that was just appalling. I mean,
oh, I thought the 1999 one
or whatever that.
Yeah.
Well, they were all bad. They were all bad. All the 1999 was bad. The 20th was bad. And this is probably better than all of them, except, of course, the original. So let's put that aside. Nothing, you know, and this is, of course, just I'm speaking for my opinion. Nothing can even come close to the original. Now, the things about the original, I do have to talk about that for a minute. You have to remember that the original came out when I was about 11. And so there are a few things that maybe would bother me about the original today that, you know, I kind of didn't take notice of at the time. First of all, the fact that there are no female singers on the original, I have to say it didn't kind of register with me then. But I think it is a disgrace, actually. And this has been fairly remedied with this version. The other problem I have with the original is that if you really look at the words, they're quite patronizing. If you really kind of analyze the words, it's a bit, I mean, I'm not going to overanalyze it, but you can read it in a very patronizing way. You know, do they know it's Christmas? You know, do that. It's kind of like, I don't know. Look, I prefer it to We Are the World. I think We Are the World is just cheesy as heck, but I don't like this patronizing thing. But again, then it didn't bother me. Then I just fell in love with the song, and I'm holding on to this feeling, not because I don't want to give it up, but because it is very dear to me. Now, there are really some nice things about this this new one. First of all, some of the vocals are wonderful. I think it's, I'm trying to remember which part again. I think it's where, and I'm trying to, I haven't recognized everyone yet. So I think it's where the, there's a world outside your window thing starts. I think that's pretty good. It's a guy singing there. I don't know if it's Ed Sheeran or, anyway, it's very good. I think it's very good. Of course, I like some of the female singers that sing there. Except, is that there's one with a really high voice that I want to slap. I think it might be Ellie Goulding. I don't know who that is. But yeah, I think it is. Just like, shut up, you know. And, you know, it's good to hear some of the young singers, even One Direction. Some very good vocal takes on there. Now, Bono. Bono is one of my favorite artists and singers. I love, you know, Bono and U2, and I especially loved him at around that time. You know, the mid to late 80s, I thought, were just his golden years as far as his voice. Now, he doesn't have nearly the power he just doesn't have the power anymore. Now, we've already seen it in a couple of other versions of the Live Aid. This one, I think they decided that no matter what or how it sounds, they're going to get him to sing that the equivalent. They changed the text, and I'll talk about that, but the equivalent of "Well Tonight, Thank God It's Them Instead of You," which, you know, no matter how it sounds, they're going to get him to sing that. And I think it's a mistake. I know why they did it, because, you know, it's a very, very, very recognizable, very, you know, signature kind of thing. But it doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good, so much so that he can't do the high part, so he kind of had to alter the melody a bit. And it's weak. It's supposed to be probably one of the strongest points in the song. And it's not strong. It's weak. And I wish they'd given him... I mean, he's still okay, but there's no power there. And I think they needed to get off that horse of letting him sing that line no matter what and give it to someone who does have power, because there's some good singers there. Now, the backing, I think, is appalling. I'm sorry. The backing is crap. It's not, look, there's synthesizers in the original as well. It's not, it just sounds like a cheap karaoke version. If you just listen to the background, it sounds like one of those shitty things that you download like from a torrent site with, you know, with these computery,
yeah, you have to give the 2004 one points for the backing. It's probably got the most acoustic real instruments of all.
Look, even if it's not acoustically real, okay, the 1985 one, it's not. It's got, you know, it's
but
got...
it's got power in it.
But it's... And this one is just... It sounds to me like... Like you're on a cruise and you're in the bar and someone's getting up to sing that, and that's the kind of backing it has. I think it's terrible. I think with, you know, I expected more. I expected more with, you know, the singers are actually better than the backing, which is very rare. So I'm not impressed with the backing. You know, the Feed the World part that kind of repeats is so boring. Yes, it's repetitive in the first one too, but it still has power. This is like, okay, shut up already. It's boring, it's dull. The backing is almost laughable. It kind of tries to imitate the bell sounds and it sounds like a toy. I don't know. And that's really, really disappointing because I expected more. I expected more from Bob Geldof. Look, it's good. It's not crap. Like, you know, it's a very good effort, and then there's some very good things about it. But I am disappointed, very much disappointed with the backing. Now, the text has been altered, and I guess I understand it. I understand why it has been altered, because, you know, it's a different subject matter and they wanted to update it a little bit. and they didn't want to sing something like, well, tonight, thank God, it's them instead of, okay, I get it. And, you know, for me, it's kind of weird to hear it like that. So let's say that I accept that they needed to alter the words, but they could have done a better job. I think the words are really, I know that, you know, this is pitched at people's hearts and, you know, tear glands. I mean, they want to make you cry. They want to, but I think it's ridiculous. They say something like there's death in every tear or something, and that's almost funny. I mean, seriously, they couldn't be a little bit more sophisticated with the words. Like, every kiss has something death, or there's death in every tear, or it's like, it's pathetic. It's pathetic, and it's not cool, and it's not clever. It's puke. That's what it doesn't make you cry. It makes you laugh. And I'm sure that's not what you want. It's I expected more from the, you know, from the British writers that did this, because, you know, where is the British understatedness that is much more moving than this kind of like, oh, there's death in every tear. That's no. So that really disappointed me. I will listen to it again. I don't hate it. I just am disappointed by a few things. I was afraid that the vocals would be the weakest thing about it. It's actually one of the strongest. So I'm actually very pleased to hear some good singing. Not everyone is good, obviously, but the standard of singing is better than some other versions that I heard. And I am glad I bought it, and I do encourage everyone to buy it, if nothing else, you know, to raise money for this thing. And it amazes me the things that Bob Geldof can do. I think this guy, if anyone can move mountains, this guy can.
Just on the vocals, and I forget who it was, I apologize for that, but I was reading today that a few people, they actually recorded singing the text right through so they could choose which bits. And there was some speculation about whether or not, when they press CDs, whether there'll be some alternate mixes with some of the other vocal takes or sections in it. So you may, depending on whether they were the ones you thought were good, you may actually get to hear them sing other bits of it.
There's a world outside your window. Actually, I'm not sure that's even the words there, but that part.
That beat, yes.
And that's, I think, actually the most powerful bit in this version. I don't know who it is. You guys maybe want to enlighten me. I don't know if it's Ed Sheeran or someone else. But I am impressed with the talent. I really am. And well done. And just because I tear a song to bits doesn't mean I hate it. If I hated it altogether, I'd just be like, okay, this is shit and I'm not going to talk about it. But it's disappointing when something has really, really good things about it and then it has bad things that kind of break it. So that's just my opinion. It's okay if you all think I'm don't know what I'm talking about. That's cool. And thanks for listening. And I'd like to hear other people's opinions on this. 15 minutes and 54 seconds. Pause recording. 15 minutes and 52 seconds. Timer. Which channel? My account. Publish button.